All right, breaking news. Elon Musk and Donald Trump continue to spar and escalate their feud. To break this down, I'm bringing in your favorite contributor, Chris Mowry. Check this out.
Wow, the MAGA meltdown has officially begun. It has blown up. Elon Musk has called for Donald Trump's impeachment. He's claimed that Donald Trump is on the Epstein files. Now he's saying Trump tariffs are going to cause a recession in the second half of this year. And when we all woke up this morning, we saw it all balloon. Elon started attacking Trump. Trump has now started attacking Elon back. And this is something I think we all saw coming, right? There's only enough room for one giant ego in this sphere. And I'm not a doctor, so I'm not going to say they're both narcissists, but they certainly have narcissistic personality traits, to say the bare minimum. Obviously, Elon Musk believes he's like saving the world with everything he does. And Donald Trump, I mean, do I really need to explain? We all know Donald Trump. And so for today's video, Adam has sent me a bunch of screenshots from Twitter, people like reacting to this that are apparently very funny because MAGA's melting down. They always use these terms like we're playing, it's 9D chess. Donald Trump has a plan. I don't think that there's a plan here. And so I'm going to react to some of those screenshots for the first time. We're going to talk about them. Have a little bit of a lighthearted video because in a lot of ways, not only is this funny, but it's also good because this distracts from Donald Trump trying to pass the big, beautiful bill. This distracts from, you know, the bill passing that could take millions of Americans off of their health insurance. It distracts from Donald Trump getting things done that is hurting us. And that's a good thing. So let's have a little bit of a lighthearted video. Let's have some fun. Once again, my name is Chris Mowry. I'm filling in for Adam Mockler on the Adam Mockler channel. If you enjoy this type of video, all you have to do is click like and subscribe down below. We're trying to build something to punch back against MAGA, like lift up Gen Z voices. And if you want to be a part of that growing community, all you have to do is hit subscribe. The link to my YouTube channel, because I also make videos, will be in the description. You guys have been showing tons of love lately, and I appreciate it. All right, let's get into this. I know Elon has been, you know, tweeting. He's now continuously tweeting about Trump's association with Jeffrey Epstein. Which is always fascinating. And quickly, I want to show you this. This is, you know, the White House rapid response account has now officially begun attacking Elon Musk, as these are Donald Trump's True Social posts. Elon was, quote, wearing thin. I asked him to leave. I took away his EV mandate that forced everyone to buy electric cars that he knew for months I was going to do. And he went crazy, saying that the easiest way to save money is to terminate Elon's government subsidies and contracts. I was always surprised Biden didn't do it. And now the rapid response account on Twitter for the White House has officially begun reposting that. So the war has really begun. And I bet by the time I post this, there'll be more stuff. So we'll keep you updated. All right, let's go to the first screenshot. Again, I haven't seen these. Let's react together. Stop doing this. Tesla is suffering. I support Trump over Elon, but I am a Tesla shareholder and he is destroying me. Well, that is true, because I also saw as I was getting on this video that Tesla is down 15% on the day. 15%. And you actually think it. You ask yourself, like, why? Not only is, you know, Elon losing his mind, but it also goes to the fact that, again, we're drifting really toward, if we're not already in it, authoritarianism, right? Companies' stocks go down when they fight against Trump, because people know, stockholders know, Wall Street knows, that Trump could sign an executive order against you, publicly attack you, the MAGA crowd will attack you. And so a lot of it, I assume, actually, and I found very interesting amongst like all of the funny things, that this is actually a really good piece of evidence to point to of like authoritarianism, right? You fight against Trump, your stock price falls 5%. You know, Trump says Walmart needs to eat the price of tariffs and be, you know, better, their stock price falls 5%. Trump attacks some, you know, company that isn't advantageous to him politically, their stock falls 10%. And so it's actually, in that sense, not funny, because it's really dangerous to for the president of the United States to be able to, you know, to be attacking private companies and corporations to force them to do what he wants politically. But in this instance, I think we all saw this coming. So Armed Eagle, hopefully he figures this one out. All right, let's go to the next one. Elon, you've destroyed your credibility with both major parties. Enjoy your time with Massey and Paul. Well, That's true. Obviously, the Democrats, I know I've heard some rumbles, like the Democrats should try to court him back in. Absolutely not. No. Elon's going to go wherever he's going to go. I know on Twitter he's talking about starting a third party or whatever. He's losing his mind. But yeah, I guess some MAGA people here are just, they're fed up. They're done with Elon. Let's go to the next one. What is this? Let me scroll down a little bit so you can see it. This is replying to Elon, I believe. You are like a little girl. Go to Mars, you backstabbing traitor. He lifted you and your company. You are acting like a spoiled schoolgirl. Wow. A Trump victory is essential to defensive freedom of speech, secure borders, safe cities, and sensible spending. That's an Elon Musk quote. And again, this is like the cult aspect, right? You never go against the cult leader. You're acting like a little girl. Get in line. Like, this is such a... I'm so surprised when people tweet stuff like that, they don't see how like weird this is, you know, like get back in line. Like, that's not what politics is. You're not here to, you know, it's just, it's very, very, very strange. Very strange. All right, we'll go to the next one. Mark this for your demise. Maybe the drug rumors are true. Wow. Donald Trump has to win this election because the future of America and civilization is at stake. I've seen some other people tweet about how Elon, someone, I saw a MAGA person tweet that Elon is the new CNN, which is like, it's so interesting how they can so quickly go from like, Elon is the best, he's saving the world, he's breaking up the deep state, to the rumors are true. Elon maybe is part of deep state. Maybe the drug rumors are true, as MAGA again takes sides. And if we look at, you know, studies about cults, you know, you don't go against the cult leader in this way. There's not a lot of room for the most intense MAGA to be like, oh, I support both, or trying to kind of play both sides, right? I have a feeling, based on psychology, that this is what we will end up seeing the most of. And Elon will drift into whatever he drifts into. And maybe he'll try to start a third party, which also won't go well. Donald Trump isn't on the flight logs. We all know that Democrats would have released it if it was true. Oh my God. He kicked Epstein out of Mar-a-Lago. My God, this has escalated like crazy. I love how they're all like crying. They're like, please stop, mom and dad, you're fighting. This is also interesting because I saw like a take similar to this. We all know that Democrats would have released it if it was true. Oh my God, they're so close. They're so close to understanding. If we go based off the premise that Donald Trump is on the Epstein list, in the files, because he is, right? And then you go based on the premise that that's why they haven't released them. The Trump administration promised to release all these files. They haven't. Third, wait, if that's true, then why didn't the Biden DOJ release them? It's almost like the Biden DOJ wasn't controlled by a bunch of Democrats. It's almost like it wasn't a hyper-partisan place. It's almost like the DOJ, you know, was never this like political arm of the deep state going after Trump or going after these people. It's almost like Biden was separate, just like every other president generally, from the DOJ. The DOJ was an independent branch. It's very, very important that these three-letter agencies keep their independence. Obviously, with Trump, we've seen now the complete opposite as he mass fires civil servants and, you know, becomes, you know, tries to hyper-politicize these three-letter agencies to expand his power, wield the executive branch to his, you know, needs politically, which is very dangerous. We talk about this all the time. But like tweets like this, like, you're so close. You're so close. Democrats would have released it. I think that's probably because there's not a bunch of Democrats in the DOJ. They were probably doing, you know, their work and not trying to drown Trump. Very interesting. Very, very, very interesting. All right, let's go to the next one. Not cool. Mom of Data Republican. Not cool. We always end up shooting ourselves. Just killed all the progress we've made. Well, I mean, not much to say about that one. Very, very true. They have nuked their chances in 26. I mean, you think about, obviously all of us know that Donald Trump is, this administration's the worst administration of all time for a variety of reasons, like, you know, ignoring the judicial branch, having us in constitutional crisis, deporting people without due process, alienating our allies, the tariffs. I think things that people might not be as focused on, saying, okay, well, this isn't abnormal politically, like his fighting, you know, hyper-politicizing three-letter agencies, fighting against the judicial branch. I have a feeling a lot of Americans don't realize how dangerous that is. But when they go to the ballot box, they're going to say, they're going to have no faith in this administration. The Trump administration has passed less, Donald Trump has passed less legislation than any administration in the last 70 years up to this point. He's passed nothing. Obviously, the Doge thing ended up a complete failure. So when Americans are going to the ballot box, I have a feeling they're going to be like, Democrats were kind of right about this whole Doge thing. It just fell apart. Musk is an idiot, or Trump is an idiot, or both. It's both. So did just kill all the well, I don't know what progress they've really made, but certainly killed any ability to have Americans trust you. Let's go to the next one here. You said you love that man, and now you're throwing him under the bus, hoping leftists stop being mean to you. That's right. That's why, I mean, I don't even, it's so interesting how everyone makes up a different, it's like asking people about the Trump tariffs. You're like, what's Trump's plan? They all have a different answer because there is no plan. I do this on TikTok. I debate Trump supporters and ask them like, what's the plan here? And they all give me a different answer, whether it's negotiation or domestic production or none of the above or all of the above. Same thing here. Maybe Elon's doing it because he wants leftists to stop being mean to him. Please stop this now. People need to stop arguing and falling out in public. The people all need you guys on, guys on side. I think on one side, Emma meant to say, that's right, mom and dad are getting divorced. Oh, this is very childish. If Doge cuts you were so concerned about then, consider we still have well over 3 years to work on that. You did an outstanding job at doging, so cringy, doging Washington, D.C., but you bought X at a loss and it took you years to break even with you working full time. If it's Doge cuts you were so concerned about, then consider we still have well over 3 years to work on that. You did an outstanding job, but you bought X at a loss. I don't even know what this person, I mean, I don't know what this person is trying to say. If we look at the profile picture here, I don't know what is going on here. But again, everybody has a different take as to what's actually going on here. I guess this person is saying that Elon Musk is being very childish. You let me know what you think of this one in the comments down below. Next one, Elon speaking as a shareholder, can you please knock it off? Well, yeah, Tesla is getting absolutely, positively destroyed. And that's it for the images that Adam has sent me. Look, I hope you enjoyed this video. It was fun. It's a little bit lighthearted. Again, remember to, you know, have a few laughs, but also remember this is good. Progress is going to not be as easy for them as this is happening, which objectively, again, stops people from dying, stops this big, beautiful bill from having as much momentum, etc. And that's a good thing. Remember that. I appreciate you watching. It would mean a lot, again, if you clicked like and subscribe down below. My name is Chris Mowry. I'm filling in for Adam Mockler on the Adam Mockler channel. The link to my YouTube channel will be in the description down below. I hope to see you there. I appreciate it so much, and I will see you in the next video.